Next item is subdivision 2006-54, Cool Spring Realty Associates LLC as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision number 2006-54 for Cool Spring Realty Associates LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. With lots of at least 3/4 acre in size, the proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. The topography and boundaries of the site justify a variance from the maximum cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet. This approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 18 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The applicant shall use best management practices in the construction and maintenance of the system to provide positive groundwater recharge. All entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established if required by the local school district. Sidewalk shall be established along one side of all streets. A system of street lighting shall be provided. The street lights shall be screened downward to avoid glare on the neighboring or adjacent properties. And no lot shall include any wetlands, and there shall be a 50-foot buffer from all wetlands in accordance with section 115-99-93B of the county zoning code. A 30-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agricultural purpose. The final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The agricultural use notice shall be included on the final site plan and in restrictive covenants governing the subdivision. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just one thing, Mr. Johnson. I'm not sure that I heard it right, but it's section 115-193B with regard to the wetlands buffer.
193B?
Yeah.
I did kind of mangle that. Section 115-193B of the County Zoning Code.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-54, Cool Spring Realty Associates LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.